May what I say, Lord, come from you. Anything that's not of you will be fall to the ground and not be remembered. Help me to speak in your name, Father. Amen. Amen. Right. The Jews were there for Pentecost. Pentecost is from Moses' time, and they were celebrating the times of rescue and redemption to mark the months and years of slavery. Pentecost was a first harvest of grain offering for flour, bread, and a lamb that had to be taken to be sacrificed as well. Jesus, the bread of life. Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Both picture language of Jesus. That's why the Jews were in Jerusalem at that time, because it was the time of Pentecost. So, known as the first fruits, they were there celebrating. And this was 7 weeks, or count seven Sabbaths, which is 49, and the next Sabbath, which is 50 days. So that's why it's called Pentecost, because Pente means 50. Matthew 28, Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me." In heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age, always, forever and ever. But in Acts, they were told to wait in Jerusalem until they received the Holy Spirit. It says, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about." John 14:6, which I read, Jesus said, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you another helper." They hadn't received this Holy Spirit in full measure yet, as Jesus was still physically with them. He ascended and went back to his Father. And all these people had come to celebrate Pentecost, heard in their own language. It has been said that the disciples started their prayer time with the Lord's Prayer, "Our Father in Heaven," and it got louder, and then tongues the speaking of tongues came upon them after that. And there is much power in this prayer, because once a fortnight I go and look after an old lady who is 89 and used to go to Wadsley Church. She lives in Loxley. And she'd sort of, life gets in the way, and she'd stop going. And she said to me once, "Pat, what am I going to do, Pat?" I said, "Well, you could try going back to Jesus." So she says, "Well, will he want me after all this time?" I says, "Of course he'll want you. What do I do then?" So I wrote her on a big piece of paper in big letters, "The Lord's Prayer." And I says, "Put that aside in your bed. Every night you go to bed, you pray that prayer." And the difference in her in about 6 weeks has been amazing. She starts going back to lunch club, not to church on Sunday because it's too early and she can't get up. But she's going to ladies' lunch club every Friday, and she's enjoying it, and she's enjoying company, and she smiles a lot, and she stops shouting at me. So all these people from as far abroad, from Syria, Turkey, Rome, Greece, Cyprus, Africa, they all heard him. There's power. There's different kinds of power. There's strength to keep going. That's your power that you need to keep on living and keep walking and keep going. There's exousia power, which is giving the authority or right to act like a police officer, stop and search. And then there's dunamis, which we get the word dynamite from. Energy, might, power, great force, ability, strength, divine power. The dunamis in Jesus resulted in dramatic transformation. This is the norm for the spirit-filled life and spirit-led church. And there's Kratos power, the power that Queen Elizabeth's got, the power that King has got, that the Lord has got over his people, kingdom. And this same spirit power is available in us, in me and you. The same spirit power that raised Jesus from the dead is in me and in you. And I always thought it was in Colossians, and it took me ages and ages to find it. And it's Romans 8:11. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. So we've got this power to live, not just now, but forever, when we see Jesus face to face. Amazing. We receive this power when we give our lives to Jesus, and we are given baptism with this Holy Spirit. It is for all of us, and we need to know how to use it properly. Like, you wouldn't give a child a Black & Decker power drill and tell it to drill all it will. Not yet. It's given to help us to grow the gifts and talents we were given from birth. Whether that's your natural flair of the things that you do, the things that you can do naturally. And we were given to grow the supernatural gifts, which in Galatians 5, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yay! We, not just you, me, I'm including me in this, we have this power to help us become more like Jesus, to be his disciples here in High Green, to tell the people the good news of the gospel. Now, when I were a younger Christian, I always wondered what the good news was. It took me ages for penny to drop. The good news is, God the Creator wants and needs us to be part of his life. He needs to be in a relationship with us. Almighty God, in a relationship with me. Wow. We turned away and God sent his son as a baby. And from conception through his birth, life, miracles, teaching, and his death and crucifixion and rising again, he fulfilled every prophecy from the Old Testament. That's billions to one of all that happening. Jesus died to bring us back to a loving relationship with the Father Creator. Jesus became our Saviour, our Redeemer, our way back to him. Jesus conquered the last enemy, separation and death, so we could be with him now and forever. He left us his Holy Spirit to renew us, revive us, restore us, and empower us. And then for us to go and tell this amazing news about this awesome, amazing God-man, Jesus, to anyone who will listen. And it's an ongoing empowering for me and you, because we leak. That's why we come Sunday by Sunday, to get topped up. We need to stay close to Jesus to learn and listen to him for our relationship so that we can show this kindness of the Saviour. Doesn't matter if you're a Jew, a Gentile, an Arab, an African, a Cretan, a Greek, a Syrian, Turkish, Italian, Roman, European, or from Yorkshire. We need to be filled with his Holy Spirit to enable and to empower us to live like Christian people we've been called to be, to carry on the legacy that the early church started in Acts 2,000 years ago and is still going strong today. We need to be disciples, as in having the discipline, because that's where the root word's from, to read your Bible, study what Jesus was like, and live in the way he wants us to, not like the people of the world who don't know of the love, joy, and peace. And jumping forward to Acts 11 a minute, the word Christian was first used in Antioch because these new disciples couldn't stop talking about Jesus. That's all they ever talked about. So the people that were Pharisees and them that weren't Christians said, oh, they're here again, these Christ ones, these Christian ones, they're here again. So that it was a derisory term at the beginning, but now it's a label that I'm pleased to wear. I'm one of Christ's ones. Keep on being Christians. Keep on talking about Jesus. Tell others how he helps you and invite them to church. It's a nice place to be. I like coming here. There's a quote that I've come across in this book. It's a workbook, Enriching Everyday Discipleship. It's about sharing your whole life. And somebody called Chester and Steve Timms wrote, "We need to recapture the sense that the gospel ministry is not something done just by pastors and vicars with the support of ordinary Christians, but something done by ordinary Christians with the support of pastors." So it's me and you know that Mrs. Jones that lives next door but one, it's you that knows trouble that she's in, it's you that knows young family that's struggling, it's you that's Jesus on the ground. We need to be Jesus to our neighbours. And so it's no longer the vicar's role. My husband told me I look like a vicar this morning. It's no longer the vicar's role to job, to go out and tell. The hope of the world is the local church. Whether that's in Haiti, Honolulu, Hanoi, Hampshire, New Hampshire in America, and even here in High Green and Chapeltown. It's not just the people at the front of the church, it's every member ministry, it's all of us together to support and care for our brothers and sisters, and to find more brothers and sisters that are lost. I've got a friend called Barry Olroyd, and he wears a blue shirt like me. He's retired because he's in his 80s. And he's got a right thick Yorkshire accent. And he says, we were talking about bringing Christians in and how they sort of come in front door and go through back door. And he were upset all that. And he told me, he says, Smith Wigglesworth were an evangelist back in 1800s. And a quote from him said, Lord, I'm not fit enough to bring people into this church. And God said back to him, "Thee bring them in, lad, and I'll clean them up." We need to have times together and individually when we wait for the Spirit to speak and guide us, for us to be still and listen for that still small voice. And we need to draw close to him so that we know our gifts and where our gifts and talents lie. whether it is up front, whether it's leading, teaching, admin, on the PCC, or any other aspects of church life. The minds that think and pray, the intercessor that prays and stands in the gap for others, office organisation, a kind face that's approachable and dependable. Who's those that carry the new Christians in prayer and nurture? Who's the financiers? I'm not dissing Leslie because she's doing an amazing job, but it's hard work. The financiers to keep us going, and who does what to keep all of us encouraged and helped and cared for too? Is this you? Are you one that goes out into the highways and byways looking for the lost, the lonely, the hungry, the hurting people for Jesus and the Holy Spirit to love and care for through us? The hope of High Green is the local church. Build it. Build hope. Build in love. And build together. Go make disciples of all nations. And that includes High Green. Amen.